session number 12247, Mr. J. Weddle, reel 5.
Mr. J. Weddle, reel 5. How prepared were you for what was to follow, Mr. Weddle, when the Germans attacked?
Well, we didn't expect the Germans attack, and of course that was in the future then, but we didn't actually for fighting. There was very little training, except doing the patrol still there over the aerodrome, which we were building. And then we got one or two field exercises, guessing distances. I mean, I'd already passed my course for a range finding course, and that was basic training we're starting to do. And you do a few route marches with a paper, which was a great help from working on the aerodrome, but actual training, field training, I did none at that particular time. And this day, our bell tent was in the air. The entrance of the guard room. We heard the guard shouting, and when we all stand outside the bell tent, and we seen all the bearded hats at the entrance of the guard room, and somebody sent for the colonel. And that's when all the brigadiers had come. And, didn't come into camp, they just stood at the gate in front of the field. And we wondered something was happening, you know. Next day went away. Next we knew, all the battalion was called together. Had to be prepared to move, and one platoon out of your company was told to get all the gear together and get ready and go back to Britain. That's all it was mentioned. Going back
didn't
to Britain.
Say why.
We understood it was to go for some special training or for some old special equipment, which was didn't make sense to me to send a platoon to England for equipment, you know. So they had to go back to Britain. No ports were mentioned, just Britain. And Lieutenant Cohen was in charge of the platoon. He later became Judge Cohen. He was in Bransworth camp, I believe, after he got back home. But he was the lieutenant in charge of that platoon. And they were on notice to get back to Britain, and they took the lorries with them. They took them to the port, and that's the last we seen of them. Next day, we were ordered to get all our equipment together, and this was around about the 16th of May then. The food wasn't getting any better. But we didn't do much work on the aerodrome. We stopped doing that. We'd start doing a little bit of route marching and field work, and but we had not a great lot of ammunition or nothing like that. But we had to carry our rifles wherever we went in France. If you went out for it, you took your rifles with you. And that was the only difference. And, twice we looked for parachutists on the aerodrome. And we all had to go on buses and wagons. We went on a bus, and it took up to